This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, if your plan is to be edumacated, you've come to the right place. Monday, the 10th of August, two-thirds of the way through this month, zipping right along, a lot of things going on. Now is the best time to listen, whatever time you find to listen. It's the right time. I think that's the way people say, well, you've got to have appointment listening. Not anymore, you don't. We've got a program that runs around the clock. There are a lot of people who have shifted the way they listen to the radio. You've noticed that, ladies, right? So more people are listening more during the day, through the day, when they used to get started earlier in the day. Now, not so much, because a lot of people listen to, been home. There are a lot of audio books. Have you noticed that? I was listening to an audio book about artificial intelligence in my what little spare time I have. It was sort of something to listen to as I was going to sleep the other night. And it really blew my mind about what some of the smartest things around are. And they aren't humans. They're machines. So you listen to some of these scenarios about what will go on in the future. Makes your hair stand. You were teasing me about pinups in World War II. Can you imagine somebody that was born? I was born right after World War II. And thinking about things that I learned about life in the 50s and into the 60s and stuff, how irrelevant they are today. Basically, most everything that was relevant to life in the 50s and 60s is irrelevant today. And it's now focusing on, there are artificially run tractors for my farm. One of the farm trades had in it a story about new tractors that are automatic. I'm trying to think to myself, how do you run an automatic tractor?
Yeah, isn't it fun to actually get kind of sweaty working on
it? Yeah, it is. That's fun for me. Out in the hayfield like I was yesterday, so it's really mondo bizarro.
You don't want a Tesla out there. Come on.
No, exactly. A Tesla tractor. Joe Biden is talking a lot about who he's going to pick. Among all the people that seem to be on the list, ladies, is there anybody there that will excite younger voters? They talk a lot about having to have black running mate, woman running mate, but how about younger voters, the AOC voters, if you will, of that age?
The Bernie voters, even though Bernie's old,
yeah.
Brought in energy that was young.
Right. So who's on that list that will allow or get people who are younger? I know my son's wife is not hot on any of these people that are running for lots of different reasons. And I kind of listen to her to get whatever the dirt, the filters are, the dirt among people in their 20s who are very active. She's very active in political circles. So what are they saying?
I have the impression that she's not voting at all.
Yeah, well, I think you got the right impression because there's nobody there.
Sorry, no offense. Because
Brendan will vote, but she won't. I might not vote, or at least not for president.
I have no respect for for people who don't vote. And I love your daughter-in-law, but I have no respect for someone who says, I'm not voting.
You mean not vote at all, or just not vote for president?
No, not voting. If you're not going to vote at all in November, then why do you get to have an opinion? You don't. If you're not going
to
vote, you're not participating, then you don't get to have an opinion.
That's an idea. But I don't think it's just about voting for president. There are a lot of other things that need to be considered and voted upon. And that's a trouble with our voting public. People think they've done their job if every 4 years they go vote for president. Huh? What are you talking about? That's not. There are plenty of these
elections
every year.
Very important.
And very important.
Need to pay more attention to that, but they don't for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Jennifer, one of the things that I saw was floating around was that your city of angels is going to shut off utilities if there are big parties held on your property. turning off the power, shutting down the water.
I'm all for this, because in New Jersey, where we live in a beach community, it's a lot of tourists and a lot of just irresponsible a-holes, and people are having these massive house parties. I saw it all weekend long. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Where was
it's
the young party?
People. It's young people who are driving this, by the way. The spike in California, there are a couple of things going on. In California, our spike of late, which has become the focus of national news, is that, number one, we have a lot of people from Mexico crossing into Imperial County, filling up the hospitals. That's number one. Number two, we had a lot of protests a couple of months ago, and there are studies that are coming out now directly linking the spike in cases to the young people who were marching, close proximity to each other, probably, maybe, and I'm being generous here, 50% of them wearing a mask, probably really not that many. And I believe I'm sick with COVID right now because of that spike. And it's unfortunate because this
you
is
sound
how
really
things
good,
are going to spread
by
around.
The way.
Thank you. I feel
really,
actually, I feel a lot better. And by the way, I am so blessed to have had a mild case. I believe I suffered a little bit, but I think I would classify myself as a moderate case. I would say my parents have had, or I'm sorry, mild case. They've had moderate cases. None of us have had a severe case, which I'm very grateful for. And believe me, I've been doing a lot of praying, so I am so thankful to God for that, because
prayer
it's
work.
Scary.
Yep.
But at the same time, this is, I mean, and I believe that people are going to have to get sick like I am, because I think we're going to have to build up herd immunity. I think it's far more effective than a vaccine, but to have this onslaught of cases is not what you really want, and it's coming from the bulk of it coming from young people. So you've had the protests first. Now you have all the bars closed down again in California. And so people are saying, these young people are saying, well, we'll just put together these private parties and invite hundreds of people in, celebrities included, who were seen over the weekend in Beverly Hills. But I don't know about this order. I don't know that I
like
it. Is
it legal?
I don't think the mayor has the power to do this. I mean, I wish people would just do the right thing so we didn't have to have this conversation. But this is what the mayor actually did to businesses who were still operational during the first part of the shutdown. And I was really dead set against that then, because I don't think that the mayor has the right to shut down a business's power if they decide that they're not essential. So I don't know. It's a conflict for me, because I think these people are totally irresponsible and stupid. You can see the images on TMZ. None of them are wearing masks. They're all standing around right next to each other. It's ridiculous.
Really
they're 700 deep in these mansions. But
really
what they're doing now is they're moving away from L.A. City, because that's where the mayor made the threat, and now they're moving into Beverly Hills, adjacent. To, it's in L.A. County, but not part of L.A. City. So now they're having these parties in Beverly Hills.
What kind of a jackass do you need to be to want to even go to a party?
A
friend of mine
you.
Is pregnant right now, and like her family wanted to throw a baby shower for
what?
Her in the next month or so, and all of us were like, yeah, we're going to send a gift. We're not going to that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's but like, who wants to go to a party in L.A. with 700 people? Like, how stupid
in the first
do you have
place.
To be?
All right, so one of the outshoots
very
of this,
stupid.
A lot of people who got bad cases of the virus now are showing symptoms of chronic fatigue, which comes from Epstein-Barr, which once you get in your system, it never leaves. So I can hear...
I got it.
I do, too. When your immune system gets so weak that anything can kind of like lodge itself in your body, and you understand what how the virus weakens your immune system if you don't have a strong one, and that's what got me onto the immune system kick in 1988 when I got Epstein-Barr, because my immune system wasn't working properly. And now it does, and I'm thankful that I got that. I had that experience. It does. It creates shingles. I mean, it's really a horrible thing to get into your system.
Epstein-Barr virus is the root of... I got it when I got mono when I was in high school.
It's mono.
It is the root of... it's the root of rheumatoid arthritis and lupus.
Yep.
I mean, it is the root cause of so many things. And for whatever reason, only certain doctors, like Dr. Jack, who's on our show here... You know, he treats it at the root cause, but most doctors don't. I'm currently right now. I just had a physical last week. Yeah, and I'm currently in the middle of another flare up. My blood work shows that I have a flare up of EBV again, which is making me exhausted, and it's a horrible feeling. But which has made me think I've had COVID like every day. But yeah, it's
so let's stretch this out.
One of the things, just to finish up this story, one of the things that people are noticing is when they have COVID that they're not recovering. recovering completely, that they start to feel better and they have to go back to work and do their life again, but that they're still feeling tired and fatigue. And so 35% of the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome is up 35% with COVID patients particularly. Mm-hmm. So this just shows you, again, we're going to be finding out for a while what else is, you know, attached in the chain of COVID-19.
Yep.
So one of the outshoots also apparently is an increase in the number of polio-like illnesses that are showing up with children. That's a warning from the CDC. It isn't polio, but it's something that's similar to that. They've noticed an upsurge even now. It's called acute flaccid myelitis, AFM. It begins with the flu and then causes limb weakness, loss of muscle tone, respiratory failure. And if you have this, some patients, especially younger, for whatever the reason, could develop permanent disability. And there isn't any cure for this. So these symptoms could be confused for the virus. Parents could be concerned about taking their children to the doctor. Doctors warn of the importance of parents seeking medical care. But yet, are the doctors doing all they can? In some circumstances, they're over the top, and some they're not. Some doctors are worried about their own health, so they're doing the social distance thing. They won't see patients live. They'll see them on the telemedical thingamabobber, whatever that is, which a lot of people are using now. And doctors are using it because they can get paid by insurance companies. So they've decided to protect themselves. I don't know if that's bad or good. I don't know. I have a value judgment on that. It just seems that you can learn a lot more from somebody by seeing them in person than you can by looking at a flat screen. Anyway, this is something to be cautious about. And for God's sakes, did you see the story about people drinking hand sanitizer?
Uh-huh.
Give me a God.
How dumb do you have to be?
But my
you know
God.
What? It's not even dumb. It's desperation.
Culture.
You know, people
these?
Can't get to alcohol, so then they just start drinking that. It's ridiculous.
Did we talk about Joe Biden's picks yet? What did we this? What did we?
No.
All right, you got 60 seconds.
well, he's expected to make a pick this week because the DNC is next week, the Democrats' National Convention.
Yeah.
It seems that, I know you don't like to hear this, Doug, but it seems that he's down to two choices, Susan Rice and Kamala Harris. And
I don't like to hear it because I don't like the choice.
Yeah.
I don't like them as choices.
I actually think they're going to be problematic for him. I think both of them will
both of them have all kinds
great.
Of baggage.
Yep. Yeah.
That's why there are others
himself.
Who come in. Yeah. What's the word? Gretchen, you said you didn't like Gretchen Wilson?
No, Gretchen Whitmer, but she's white, and so he's getting a lot
is
of
she?
A
I thought
lot,
she
yeah,
was
getting a lot of pressure color. To find someone of color.
Yeah. All right, so there we have that wrap. Let me wrap on you the mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. We could do a wrap. I was just thinking what I said.
We should not
do a wrap on it.
No,
come on. Remember when I did that rap live on the air?
My pillow sounds nice, check one.
Yeah.
No.
My topper is, no, it's not. I'm not trying to put it to music. All right, Victoria, you have to help us here.
Victoria's dropped, actually, Phil. You might want to check her out.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, it's going lovely.
How about that?
So we could get away with this, then she won't criticize us. What do you think?
Singing? Yeah, sing away.
Yeah. Well, but rapping's not singing. It's just
sure
kind
is.
Of a.
It's musical.
No, it isn't. No.
It's great.
Okay, so we're not doing a mattress topper wrap. We're going to just my topper is a wrapper. And, no.
Oh no.
Okay.
Have you lost it?
Not yet, but I'm getting there. All right, MyPillow wants you to know that more and more people are really of this. Interesting how people there's a sort of a rhythm that goes. There's so much stuff available at MyPillow.com. People are now taking a big interest in these bed toppers. So the folks at MyPillow, recognizing that, doing a big deal to promote the mattress toppers, BOGO time, buy one, get one free. So you buy a king one, but you got a king and a queen bed in your house or whatever, you get, if you buy a king, then you get a queen free. Buy a queen, you get a king free. It doesn't make any difference. You're only going to pay for one, and you're going to get two. Get that? Plus, their towels. Focus on towels, too, now, at MyPillow.com. And pet beds. All those things are nicely listed in the Radio Listener Special section at MyPillow.com. They'll finance anything over $200 if you want some help. BOGO deal with the promo code DJV. Help yourself. MyPillow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You want another alliteration, Victoria?
Okay.
I've never been a Foo Fighter fan.
I'm not surprised by that.
Why, because it's too noisy?
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters are very noisy. All right, but in accordance with my wishes that we cover music from top to bottom, in and out. By the way, when's the last time we had any music from the world of classical music? We should have a classical music story.
Classical music tends to not have news. Unless, like, Mozart comes back from the dead.
I want to see a little more Bach and Beethoven, please.
Yeah.
And can we get the Haydn Fifth Symphony? I want to get the Fifth Symphony in here. Meanwhile, in place of that, the Foo Fighters are postponing their van tour, one of the few remaining events that was supposed to still be on the live calendar for this year. Celebration of their 25th anniversary, the van tour was set to visit the same cities the Foo Fighters played as they did their inaugural tour back 25 years ago. The tour revolved around arenas. The band hinted at the beginning they were going to squeeze the gigs in to some smaller venues from the ones that they used in 1995. The launch of the van tour was pushed from April to October, with the pandemic showing no signs of slowing up. However, the announcement came that the gigs would not happen. The tour is canceled. Done. Finished. Finito. Foo Fighters said in a statement, quote, "We look forward to seeing you all as soon as it's safe." That's what they all say. Man, come on. Come up with something different, will you?
Well, that is true.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't have to just be sexy. It can just be the truth.
Yep. All right, so in addition to the band's set, each concert was also supposed to feature a preview of Dave Grohl's upcoming documentary, What Drives Us. Grohl was kept busy during the COVID situation, turning his Instagram into a storytelling forum, and then he penned an op-ed in support of teachers. So,
yeah, his mom's a teacher, so he's
Grohl
been
is
very
somebody I kind of like Grohl. I'm just
you know what? I love him. I don't like the music. I love, I think he is a fascinating person. He has produced incredible documentaries. I think he's brilliant. I just don't like the music that Foo Fighters do. But they're one of the most popular bands in the world, so I get it, but this is not for me.
It doesn't have to be for everybody. All right, speaking of Dave Grohl, though, there's a new duet version of a song called Sex in Cars, which features Inara George and Dave Grohl together. Are they in the car together, or what? Is this, are we doing a video
it's her
or this?
Song that they redid as a duet for charity.
Okay. She's one half of the Bird and the Bee, girls band. Track marks the first in a series of planned releases for Inara's Road Angel project, which will raise money for the Sweet Relief's COVID fund for musicians and music industry workers. A lot of focus on them. So Sex in Cars first appeared in her latest solo release, three-song project, The Youth of Angst, which arrived back in June. And then Dave Grohl got in on the act. He says, having been such a massive fan of Inara's for years, it's always such an incredible honor to work with her, whether on Foo Fighters music or for The Bird and the Bee. Her voice is timeless, pure, real. So he said he jumped at the chance to do a duet. What is it? Let's hear this. I want to hear this song. Each other's name on the steamed up window. That's something we've all
experienced. It's a very cute song,
yeah.
They sound really good together.
And Aura says, I always knew I wanted this version of Sex in Cars with Dave to benefit some amazing nonprofit. So as the pandemic hit, it became clear that live music would not resume for many months. I thought a Sweet Relief, not only because they help so many musicians, but also because they help everybody in the music industry. So the next installment of this Road Angel project of hers will be released on the 4th of next month. So, but this is not, You like this. I like this. All right, there we have it. 28 after the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent innocent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The body of a construction worker who was killed in last year's New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel collapse has finally been recovered. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing over the weekend the body of 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly was removed from the collapse site nearly 10 months after the accident occurred, claiming the lives of two other men. The fire superintendent said workers are now going to seek to retrieve the body of a 63-year-old victim. He couldn't provide a timeline, though, because he hasn't been located yet in the rubble. Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirement in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer. American Idol is going to be back, but it's going to be adjusted for the pandemic. The show is to host a live virtual audition tour. It's actually starting today with singers from Delaware, Florida, and Ohio first up. The virtual tour will then continue through the 9th of September. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have a mind for the metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts.
Is the DJ B Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and Simon Cowell is in the news, and not for a great reason. He fell off his electric bike, which, you know, they can pick up a lot of speed, and electric bikes are very popular now, and they can actually go pretty fast. So he had an accident, even though he said he was just on his own property trying to learn how to ride the electric bike, and he fell off the bike and then ended up breaking his back. And it was so bad that he had 6 hours of surgery on Saturday night into Sunday morning. And he's 60 years old, and he is now in recovery. He tweeted, or through his wife, or his girlfriend, tweeted for him that he had to have a big surgery. He has a number of breaks in his back, and he now has a metal rod that had been placed in his back because they couldn't stabilize his spine. And he said he fell off the bike, landed right on his back, and it broke in a number of places. And then, of course, he had this six-hour surgery. He was at home in L.A. with his girlfriend, Lauren Silverman. They have their six-year-old son named Eric together. If you ever watch America's Got Talent, you've seen Eric. He's adorable. And Lauren also has a 14-year-old son named Adam, and from a previous relationship. So they were trying out this electric bike, and he said he was just outside in the courtyard in Malibu. Eric and Adam were trying the new bike, and Simon decided that he was going to try the bike as well, fell off, landed flat on his back, and then he said he was in shock and in massive amounts of pain. Went to the hospital immediately, found out that he had broken his back in several places, had the metal rod inserted, and it was a six-hour back surgery. So nothing to mess with, but, you know, hoping that he recovers quickly.
As long as he didn't have fusion. Fusion is the most dangerous and unworkable. In the end, fusion versus the rod is a whole different thing. The rod will support your entire spine. But a lot of people have back problems, discs that are out of place and that sort of thing. And so doctors will convince them to have a fusion. And what that does is just move the problem either north or south of wherever the fusion is. I've had problems with my back. My son does. And we've looked into this over the years. It's nothing to mess with. If you have a good chiropractor and get adjustments, then that's a much better step to take. Because this almost always ends up as a horror show. A very good friend of mine who I've known in the radio business for a long, long time, about my age, maybe a little bit older now, had that back fusion operation, and now she's crippled. She can't. It messed up her spine, messed up all the nerves that go from her spine to her legs. I'm not saying everybody who has it would have that problem, but there are enough questions about it to make it, it seemed anyway, much more intelligent to find something else to do. But in the case of what you've just described, Victoria, from Simon Cowell, it looks like that, you know, that's breaking bones a lot different than having problems with discs and cartilage. So I hope he comes out of it. Is that still America's Got Talent? Is that still that's on? But they must, have they gone through the season? That was done pretty much before all this started, right? They taped it all before it started.
No, they actually taped it without an audience. So it was during the pandemic. Yeah. Sofia Vergara is a new judge, and I want to say she's with Heidi Klum. Yeah. I haven't seen it. This is the first season that I actually haven't seen. And normally I am a big fan of the show, but we've had so many other things that we've been binging. I just haven't had time for it this season.
Like what? What have you been binging? What did you binge on over the weekend?
This weekend we actually just watched movies, but we've been binging a lot of shows. There's a fabulous show with Don Cheadle on Showtime called Black Monday about the stock market in the 80s, and it's funny and it's smart and it's so good.
Yeah.
It is such a great show. And we're just trying to pick up new stuff because we just got kind of bored with everything.
Right, it's easy to do that.
Yep, it is. Yeah,
circumstances. It really is very, very easy to get bored. Nothing boring in North Carolina this morning. 5.1 magnitude earthquake. 45,000 people have felt this earthquake. The most powerful in the news media would have you believe is most powerful in the history of the state. The written history. Since we were a country, let's put it that way. And so it's still 5.1. You know, when you hear some of the stories about in California, 8.4, I think the Northridge quake was 8.4, 8.7 or something. That's an earthquake. Not to diminish this, because it probably shook a lot of people up. But what did it do for damage? I don't know that it did a whole lot of damage. Did it? I didn't see any damage.
Structural damage, yeah. I don't think that at this point, I don't think any lives were lost. But certainly reading some of the personal accounts of people who went through this, it came out of nowhere. And it really rocked everybody.
Probably. You can't predict those things. That's what makes it.
I know they have that app in L.A., but it doesn't work. I have friends in L.A., including Jen, who said, the app told me 10 seconds before the rumbles.
This is Shark Week, right? Isn't this
Shark Week? It is. Shark Week. Yep.
Right. So
started off with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson versus the Sharks.
And who won?
Well, he's still alive, so I'm guessing maybe he did. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet. I DVR'd it, but I love Shark Week. I live for Shark Week.
All right. So what's the difference between sharks scare the hell out of me, so I don't pay any attention to this sort of
thing. They do me as well, but I think that's part of my fascination.
Really?
Growing up at the beach and growing up in the ocean, it's something that I love the ocean, but then you also kind of, at this right. At the same time, I have I'm terrified of them. I don't think anything scares me more.
There's nothing
actually,
about
the
sharks.
Funny thing is, tornadoes scare me the most of anything that I in the world, and sharks. So that's literally Sharknado. So maybe why I watched all 5 Sharknado movies.
Is there another one coming?
No, it ended.
It's all over? God. What great drama.
I know.
Oh, my God. Sharks flying from out of the... I watched a little of it. It was the dumbest thing I think I'd ever seen.
Oh, they're ridiculous, but, it's fun. It can't be.
Silly stuff. Campy stuff. Yeah, exactly. The Postal Service has decided to get rid of some of their top executives. The new Postmaster General forcing out 2 of the people on the top who've probably been part of the problem. I love it. Here we go again with the Republicans and the Democrats. Come on. There's no way you can defend what goes on at the Postal Service, no matter what party you're in, unless you're a
complete... Right, but here's the thing. The new Postmaster General has no experience in any anything that's going to apply, and he's a Trump campaign guy.
Where'd he come from? Fundraiser?
Exactly. He was a big fundraiser for Trump. And so on the left, Democratic leaders are saying, that this is... Trump is already... He's already staged... has set the tone for...
All right, so can we give the guy a chance, though? I mean, look at all the money that these people lose because the unions there... You talk about unions, teachers' unions and stuff. They got nothing... They can't hold a candle to the postal.
It's very suspect that the guy with no experience, this is not a guy who came from FedEx or UPS or, some company that actually you could say, that
knows
makes
how
sense.
To do
He's
this.
This is just and look, Trump's already gone after mail-in voting, even though he already, has voted by mail, and that's what he does to Florida, to the state of Florida. Yeah, he does a mail-in vote to Florida. That's where he votes.
Already?
So...
It's August, for God's sakes.
No, but he has already signed up for his ballot to vote in Florida. He will not be in person in Florida voting. That's what he does. He in 2018 for the midterms, he mailed in his ballot, but he is against other people doing mail-in ballots. So and then now to put this very suspect position in play, it just I don't know. A lot of people smell a rat. I do too. Right. So this to me, I said over the weekend.
Yeah.
This is just forcing me, and I hope it forces other people, to, especially black people, because we know how already the deck is stacked against black voters. So I hope that this forces more and more people to go and vote in person. I'm not going to trust that this guy is going to count my vote. I'm in a blue state.
A lot of blacks work for the Postal Service, too. There's a lot of minority hiring that goes on that seems to be the priority hire.
The thing that people don't... I know it's easy to crap on the Postal Service, and that for good reason.
It is because they
But the
suck.
Other thing that people don't realize is that the U.S. Postal Service employ full-time employees more than 100,000 veterans. There's a program that,
good.
Literally funnels, and no one knows that. Have you ever heard people talk about that? No one talks about that.
Nope.
They're one of the largest employers of veterans. So for Trump to just, you know, he's Mr. Oh, I love the veterans. Oh, okay, Captain Bonespur, whatever.
Well, they
but, you know,
are.
So to not they're even realize, to let, like, to not acknowledge that and want to just decimate the Postal Service, then over 100,000 veterans are out of work then. It's
they're going to close it down. The veterans, the whole can of worms. I mean, we could sit here all morning every day.
It gives veterans health benefits, mental health benefits.
Yeah, I know. Well, why isn't the veteran, why, in fact, isn't the service doing that for the veterans? Why do we have such a horrible record of mental and physical help for veterans around the country? Why is it such an issue? I think that's something else. But as I was starting to say, we can take apart, you know, there's a black media symposium going on today. All right, so you want to find fault? You can find fault anywhere and everywhere. And so now the current business is, okay, Black Lives Matter. Black lives have always mattered. It's just that some people have not paid attention to it. So now people are paying attention because it's the thing to do. I wonder about the sincerity quotient with a lot of the people that are giving it a lot of lip service. But most of the proponents, the Al Sharptons of the world, who are nothing but hot air and gas, what's really being done? Is the situation really changing? Is all this talk going to lead to action? That's what I would like to see.
Though.
I want to see
it has.
Some action.
There are so many companies, and you know, I as we've talked about last week, I have a beauty and pop culture podcast, and my co-host
like
is
it.
One of my best friends
I actually
from
listen
high school.
To it. I laugh.
And she's African American, and so we've talked about how the beauty industry has risen to the challenge to make sure at Sephora alone, and I doubt you've ever been in a Sephora store, but it's like pretty much the mothership for me, and in Sephora, has, I think it's 900 brands that they represent, and only 13 of them are black-owned beauty brands. Mm-hmm. So Sephora stepped up and said, all right, we're really going to reevaluate who we buy from and what brands we carry. That makes a huge difference.
Let me ask you a dumb question.
That's just one example.
Is the makeup world different for black skin than it is for white skin? Are they
100%.
Different because the black skin is different than the white skin?
But if you're just trying, if you're a black woman and you're trying to buy makeup foundation, until Iman, the supermodel who was married to David Bowie, in the 90s, she started her own brand because she couldn't even walk into a store. She was one of the biggest supermodels in the world, and her makeup artist, when she was doing photo shoots, would have to combine a bunch of colors of different bottles to match her skin tone. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And even now, Rihanna, when she launched Fenty Beauty, which is her beauty company, she launched with like 40 different shades of foundation. That was unheard of. Most companies launch with like 7 shades, and the darkest one is this sort of generic dark brown, which doesn't suit anyone's skin tone. So the beauty industry is incredibly racist. It has been. Talk to any black supermodel. Vanity Fair magazine, which loves to tout itself, and I do read Vanity Fair. I read a lot of different sources. Vanity Fair loves to tout itself as this, like, you know, super progressive, you know, institution. Viola Davis is the current cover star. Mm-hmm. The first black photographer to ever photograph a cover for Vanity Fair is the current issue of Vanity Fair right now in 2020. That is insane. I worked for Cosmo magazine for years. They had black photographers all the time. And so for Vanity Fair to be
like
political,
make a difference, though? But get good photographers
because it's right, but it's important. Representation is, and I've learned this throughout talking to my black friends.
As long as they're really qualified.
But they are. It's just they weren't given the chance. Anna Wintour, who runs Vogue magazine, she admitted in this internal memo that went viral because it was just ridiculous. She admitted that she has not promoted black editors. She has not used black photographers. She has not used black stylists. She has not used black makeup artists. And she admitted to all this. It's like, well, then how do you still even have a job? It's crazy.
Well, because the people who are bosses don't give a damn. That's why she still has a job.
If
it was an important thing for the board or whoever is over her.
Oh, it is now. It is now. But to answer your question, yes, a lot of things are changing for the better, and it's great.
All right, there you go. Change. It happens, and it continues to happen. As a matter of fact, we can see the change on the clock right now. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fanaticism from Chuck Curry, our movie moments man. This is my alliteration day, Victoria. He's our movie moments man. All right, so movie moments, the theme from Psycho, and Chuck Curry with a story certainly about somebody's birthday, or maybe he's seen a blade of grass growing on Norman's front yard, or what's going on, Chucker?
But really, that's going to be my daily
thing. Doug even knows someone named Norman is in the show, is in the movie.
Yeah. Actually,
that's a pop culture thing. Everybody, even if you haven't seen the movie, you all know Norman Bates. Who doesn't know that?
Yes. And this day in movie history, Psycho premiered August 10th, 1960 in Los Angeles. And it was a huge phenomenon, I guess, back in 1960. I think I said this on the air. I remember speaking to somebody a little bit older than me who saw Psycho in a movie theater in 1960 and said that when the movie ended, the entire audience walked out of the theater holding hands. That's how scared they were. Now, it's never going to happen now. But it is interesting that he told me that story because it really tells you how different a time and a place 1960 was to 2020. I just want to point out, they did a sequel 23 years later called Psycho 2, where Anthony Perkins came back. It was directed by a guy named Richard Franklin, written by Tom Holland, who wrote Child's Play.
I like that movie.
I think it's one of the best sequels of all time. I think they did an absolutely perfect
job. I would think that.
Oh, I'm telling you, Doug, it's a really good movie.
Isn't
Anthony Perkins, the actor, has a complete, he does a total about face, and the character
it's
Norman
like an
Bates.
Yeah, you like him.
It's really good.
Yeah. And it has a twist ending, which is just crazy. But yeah, the sequel's really good. Psycho 2 is really, really good.
All right, what I really want to know for you, Chuck, is if you spend any time watching Shark Week.
I did not.
No.
Although I booked at our theater for August 21st that week, Jaws 1 and 2. Yeah, why not? Actually, I did see a movie in a movie theater. We booked Disney's re-releasing to independent theaters, Star Wars The Force Awakens, which came out in 1980, and it was an absolute pleasure to watch that movie on a big screen. It was it was incredible.
Big screen does it, man, and you got to wonder whether Disney and this Mulan thing, everybody's talking about Mulan is going to be released on Disney Plus or whatever they're doing to it.
I missed that news. So they've scrapped the whole theatrical release?
Here's what's interesting. They did. They scrapped the theatrical release to release it on Disney Plus, and then to watch Mulan, not only do you have to go to Disney Plus, but you have to pay an extra $30 to watch Mulan. You'll have it for as long as you want it. I still think $30 is way too high
a
price.
A lot.
Don't get any money from me. No.
Yeah, it's a high price point. I just want to point out, and I wrote this on Facebook after I watched Empire Strikes Back, anybody that keeps making these statements that I have a big screen TV at home and I don't have to go to the movie theater, there's no comparison. There's no comparison.
No, when you don't be sorry. Like, why would you be sorry? It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's
I know.
No matter how big your theater is, it's not a movie. It's not a movie screen, not a movie house. Doesn't work. Hello, everybody who's under the age of 30. Wake up.
I just want to bring up one more thing. The number one movie, Doug, this weekend in theaters at the box office, a movie called The Tax Collector with Shia LaBeouf. It's a gang-related action film. $317,000, which means there is no movie industry. There is simply no movie industry. Yeah,
although I know a lot of friends and my son's friends and who are actors and stuff, all going back to work after Labor Day.
But in terms of pulling in theatrical revenue, there just simply isn't it.
Nothing. No.
I had a friend who went to a multiplex who watched a movie in IMAX. And it was 20 screens of playing all sorts of playing Empire and they're playing Jurassic Park and Back to the Future and all these classic movies. And it was like two cars in the parking lot on a Saturday afternoon. Mm. I mean, and he was the only one sitting there in IMAX. So, it's depressing. I hate saying that, but
there's a Dirty Dancing sequel officially happening. We started talking about this, I think, last week.
Yes.
Jennifer Grey, right?
Yep.
She's in it.
Yep.
Frances Baby Houseman. She's coming back.
Yeah. And I mean, I told you on the air, they said that, the screenplay they have is a big nostalgic piece for fans of the original film, which, listen, I don't know if I said this, but Dirty Dancing was the biggest hit in Vestron, which is the company that released it in Lionsgate history in terms of catalog size. It sold the most DVDs, most Blu-rays, most streaming. So that movie, the popularity is still immense. But
is that the secret?
Who knows?
Actresses like that producing their own stuff. I was noticing Gina Davis interviewed over the weekend saying she can't get a job. She couldn't after she was 40-something. Now she's 60-something. And, so do they have to produce their own stuff in order to get something done? That's the question.
It only helps.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.